This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2028. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded April 2nd, Alaska, Albania, Antarctica, Argentina, Australia, China, Colombia, Cuba, Czechia, East Turkestan, Equatorial Guinea, Europe, Iran, Korea, Kurdistan, Madagascar, Mali, North America, Philippines, Puerto Rico, Saudi Arabia, Scotland, Slovakia, Solomon Islands, Somalia, Suriname, Thailand, Turkey, Ukraine, USA, Vanuatu, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. First of all, best wishes to all our contributors and listeners. If I haven't heard from you in a while, please let me know how you're doing. So far, so good for our family here in Oklahoma. Ivo Ivanov provides an updated A20 schedule for KNLS Alaska, the English portion of their broadcasts, 1 hour each. At 08 UT on 9695, at 10 on 9580, at 12 on 7355 and 9795, and at 14 on 9580. If you hear English on 9580, don't assume it's Radio Australia, especially since it's past April Fool's Day. There have been a lot of seasonal changes to the program schedule of WRMI. I've been monitoring the 0103 UT period almost every evening, and find that you can never be sure what you will hear on the same frequency at the same time from one night to the next. Apparently lost in the shuffle is Radio Tirana, Albania. No longer hearing it on any of the frequencies at 0130 or 0230 UT. It still is on the WRMI schedule at 2030 UT, Monday through Thursday, skipping Friday, and again on Saturday, 15770. However, on April 1st, it was too weak to be sure I was really hearing it, and Harold Sellers in BC was also listening at that time, after Radio Prague in English until 2030, possibly Radio Tirana in Albanian rather than English, playing only Albanian music during that half hour. Well, there's an additional problem with that particular relay, as we have discovered. When there's previously been time changes in Europe, the automated recording system needs to be reset for a different time the original broadcast is available. Another special broadcast from LRA 36 Antarctica, tipped on short notice via Manuel Mendez, 15475.97, USB plus carrier, the morning of March 30th. It was heard via remote receiver in Brazil between 1531 and off the air by 1620. Meanwhile, RAI, Argentina to the World, via WRMI, says it's continuing its previous transmissions, although it's not able to produce any new programming. They keep referring to relaying Radio Nacional Domestic Service, but we're not actually hearing that. Instead, in any particular language block, a multilingual reel of explanations of the situation. For example, when I tuned in the middle of the Italian hour, March 30th at 21:30 on 9395, they were speaking Brazilese. In case you haven't heard Unique Radio Australia lately on 5045 USB or their later in the evening alternative 3210, uniqueradio.biz website says it returns April 5th. I'm not sure when their hiatus started. But in any event, although that's the date Australia or part of it goes off summertime, according to their schedule, there will not be any changes when World of Radio is broadcast in Universal Time still 0900 UT on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. As for the other Australian, Radio 4KZ 5055, Rod Howard in California reports hearing it March 28th after 0805 UT with a better-than-normal reception with weather and marine conditions. The ID was right across the north. This is the 4KZ network. Enjoyable reception for him that night, even with static. China Nan, the relay via Cuba, in our mornings in English, 14 to 16 UT, made its usual seasonal change from 15700 down to 11880. We were hearing that on March 30th. It was missing on April 1st, but back on April 2nd. Something's always wrong at Radio Cuba. Despite the ever-increasing spring storm noise level on the almost vacant 2 megahertz band, I keep band scanning, looking for broadcast signals. And I am still hearing one slightly offset above 2940 kHz, in fact measured 36 hertz above March 27th at 0608, a barely audible carrier, which, judging from previous experience and identification, is that second harmonic from Cali, Colombia, of Radio Huellas, 2x1470.018. You might have better luck hearing it. As of April 2nd, that off-frequency carrier on 711 kHz is still there. We hear it at least half an hour before sunset here, believed to be coming from one of the Radio Rebelde transmitters in Cuba. Since it was first reported all over North America March 25th, everyone else seems to have lost interest in it, but not me, because besides that, I am hearing a second carrier beating against it a few hertz away from 711. So if one Cuban can be off frequency, why not two? Perhaps to make interference to wacky WAQI Miami even more annoying at the expense of Radio Rebelde's own listeners in Cuba. Or, if we're hearing it during the early evening, it could be a legitimate transatlantic carrier, which should be on 711 kHz. Still not sure about the source of the second one. Besides 13700, Radio Habana Cuba can't seem to decide which other frequency to use in the mornings on the 13 MHz band. As I reported before, on March 12th, they switched from 13740 to 13780. But March 31st, they were back on 13740, as well as April 1st, but April 2nd, back to 13780. Something's always wrong at Radio Habana Cuba. And also, of course, at the incompetent Dentro-Cuban jamming command. Whenever there's a seasonal change, they're slow to pick up with frequency changes at Radio Marti, even though these are totally predictable and registered in advance. But then Arnie forbids involvement with the Yankee-run HFCC, so the jamming frequency manager may not even be allowed to look at it. Here's an example. March 29th, with the beginning of the A20 season, Radio Marti made its usual switch from 13820 to 13605, while the jamming stayed on the old frequency for at least a few days. And in the evenings, the frequencies shifted around as well. March 31st at 0227, I found jamming, wall of noise still running on 6125, 7355, and 7435. But at that hour, Radio Marti is now using 5980, 7335, and 7365, all with no jamming so far. Furthermore, Radio Marti is still providing its own form of jamming, actually DRM noise, on 7345, plus and minus, until 0200. Wolfgang Büschel heard a signal in French on 17435 during the new season, March 30th at 0745 UT, which turns out to be China Radio International via Kashgar, East Turkestan. It's a leapfrog mixing product, or as Wolfi insists on referring to it properly, intermodulation. A mixture of 17865 in French over 17650 in Mandarin. East Turkestan, the land of brainwashing Uyghurs. Ron Howard in California and I are still hearing a very weak signal on 5005, presumed to be RNGE, Bata Equatorial Guinea reactivated. He says it came on the air March 29th at 0506 and March 28th at 0513. Europirate Nick Rank in Buxton, UK reports to British DX Club News, pop music on 5695, 0905 UT, March 29th. What could it be? Wolfgang Büschel also measured it on 5694.978 at 0925, with some drumming pop music via a remote receiver in England. Alan Pennington has the answer. He says, thanks to the Shortwave DX blog, it's Radio Deltrax, identifying at 1010. That's Deltracks. A good source of music from, if not for, Iran is Radio Farda. I heard it March 30th at 1509 on 12005. That's via Wolverton, UK, on the air all the way from 13 to 18 UT, and also the previous 2 hours via Lampertheim, Germany. This week's report from Ron Howard in California about the jump-around frequencies from the clandestines south to North Korea, starting Monday, March 30th, checked around 0850 UT. Voice of the People on 3475, 3905, 3930,
clearing Japan on 39.25, 44.50, 65.20, 6600. While Echo of Hope was on 39.80, 48.85, 59.90, 62.50, 63.48, and 9100. And the third one, Voice of Freedom, was on 6045, while the North Korean jamming against it was still on 6135. Another Middle East station we can enjoy for its music, at least, is Dengue Lat for Kurdistanish Turkey. Ivo Ivanov says 11530 is the main frequency, partly via Pridnestrovia, but from 16 to 21 UT, the transmitter's site is France. I've been hearing it until it goes off abruptly at 21 UT. It seems that the second half of each hour is mostly music, while the first half is mostly talk in Kurdish or Turkish. Ivo Ivanov presents the A20 schedule of Madagascar World Voice in English, showing that all four broadcasts are now African Pathways Radio, rather than any of them being originating with KNLS in Alaska. I'm not sure if that's correct. Not too much change. The first two broadcasts still at 18 UT on 13670, which is 310 degrees, aiming right onward toward us, and well heard here, as a rule. At 20 UT, still on 11965. At 03, 13670, it's aimed toward South Asia, and at 04 on 11825 for Central Africa, the same beam as on 11965 earlier. José Ronaldo Xavier, JRX, in Cabedelo, Paraíba, Brazil, reports on the once-a-week English segment from RTV do Mali in Bamako, 5995. Saturday, March 28th, he was hearing English until 1903, then 2 minutes of French, and at 1905, Bambara. There was a news magazine until 1902, and a song, an ID and frequency in French, before going into Bambara. Not sure exactly when English started, but it would have been a few minutes before 1900. Antichrist Pirate Station YHWH continues to be heard almost every evening, and the past week he has stuck to 7475. Mostly heard by Rick Barton in Arizona, while Summative in British Columbia, Mike Nealon in Kentucky, and or yours truly. March 27th at 0245, March 28th from 0237. Also reported then by Eric Fetterswalp in Washington State. March 31st as early as 0211, April 1st in progress at 0300, and April 2nd from 0240 past 0450. If you hear a Far Eastern signal playing tunes from the American Songbook, chances are the voices of America in Korean, such as March 29th at 1337 on 9320 via Philippines, Can't Help Falling in Love with You by Elvis. These transmissions, named 21 degrees across Korea, carry right on very well to North America. I was surprised to hear Puerto Rico propagating on the 18 megahertz band, March 27th at 2120 on 18160 USB, KP4AKB. Except he's in Ohio. He explains on his QRZ.com website how he has been allowed to continue with his original Puerto Rican calls since moving long ago to Ohio. Via kilohertz, megahertz, and gigantic hertz, World of Radio 2028. A non-commercial service, also bringing you the non-commercial website, worldofradio.com. Thus, voluntary financial support is always welcome. It may be not necessarily in U.S. funds via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com, or by money order or check in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. As mentioned before, Saudi Arabia is completely missing from A20 HFCC registrations. In fact, its place on the broadcast list under A for ARS has also disappeared. However, Jeff White says the Saudis did not attend the A20 HFCC in Malaysia, but have not withdrawn from the organization. Until some new schedule shows up, all we can do is consult previous schedules, such as B19 or maybe last summer's A19. And we are still hearing Saudi Arabia on some shortwave frequencies, such as 13710.014 after 15 UT April 2nd. That's the Quran service. And I heard a number of others in the 18-plus UT time period as on the list. Noel Green says he was also hearing them at 1545 on 17615, 15435, and 15225. By the way, don't you believe the imaginary 5-hour English broadcast appearing in previous HFCCs, starting at 16 UT via Jeddah on 9840? Saudi Arabia has not found English to be a worthwhile language at all for many years. Starting March 31st, Bryce Avery's Classical Music Hour, encore from Radio Tumbril in Scotland, has an additional time on WRMI, Tuesday, 13 UT on 15770. Just barely audible here that early, off the side of the beam, but he was getting lots of good reports into Europe. Ron Howard upon Asilomar State Beach, California, reports extremely rare readable reception from Solomon Islands, 5020 SIBC, March 27th, between 09:15 and 11:12. There were a series of individual messages, obituary followed by inspirational Christian messages, shipping with latest schedules, massages, I think he still means messages, to many different locations, reminding to stay indoors as much as possible. Some nice Pacific Islands music and singing. At 1100, Calliope and news in English, with the Prime Minister declaration of an emergency zone, suspending all international flights, listing emergency powers, and so forth, vacations canceled. But he says it was very enjoyable to actually hear SIBC at a readable level. The previous frequency, 9545, was not readable when it went off at 0500. Here's a station I've not seen reported since last July on 7750, Warsan Radio in Somalia, WARSAN, reported by John Durham in Tauranga, New Zealand DX Times, using their SDR. Fair signal, local music abruptly off at 1920 UT, March 15th. It is briefly listed in WRTH as location by DOA, AM plus upper sideband with 100 watts at 0300 until 1930. Here's a report from the secret DXer known as XM on Cedar Key, Florida, via Bob Wilkner in the NASA group about Suriname, Radio Apinti on 4990. Probably on March 27th. Presumed definite audio, not just a carrier, but too weak for any definite ID. Haven't had any other reports of this for a long time. They used to run all night, and we could at least hear the carrier and guess that's what it was. However, Bruce Churchill in California replies, 4990 is crickets at the usual times of 04 to 08 UT from the SDR in Western Iceland, which would at least see a carrier line if it is active. Crickets, of course, meaning not even chirps, but nothing at all. But who knows, possibly they might be back on the air starting around local sunrise. We've continued to hear Radio Taiwan International in Spanish, relayed by WRMI on a variety of frequencies since March 17th. It was supposed to be for a few nights only, but the relays have continued, and now it appears they are being made permanent officially, starting UT April 6th, according to a notice from the station via Nino Marbello in Italy. The official schedule, according to them, is at 01 UT on 5800, at 02 on 5010, and at 22 on 7780 for half an hour each. However, for example, on UT March 28th at 02 UT, they were on three frequencies at once, 5010, 7780, and 9395. While on April 2nd, the three frequencies for Taiwan at 02 were 7780, 5800, and 5010. In the NASA flash sheet, Ralphus W. Perry in Illinois reports on that other shortwave station in Thailand, too easy to overlook, Bangkok Meteorological Radio on 6765.1 upper sideband. He heard March 27th at 12:17 with the repeating interval signal tones, like xylophone or piano, starting a melody that sounds a bit like Love Me Tender. Then weather at 12:19 to 12:21, interval signal again at 12:22 and at 12:26. The woman announcer took over at 12:28. He says a fair signal through the static, still on past 12:30, but cannot hear either, rechecking at 12:53, but the parallel frequency is 8743 USB. Something's always erroneous at Emerlair. I've been tracking the voice of Turkey for their new A20 scheduled broadcasts. On the first 4 days of the season, only once did they manage to get the North American service in English at 2200 on the air on 9830. Otherwise, you may hear nothing or teletype from Puerto Rico as late as 2210. As first reported by John Collins in the UK, the repeat broadcast for Western North America at 03 UT is not on 9515 as last summer and as originally planned for this season, but instead 7275, invading our 40-meter handband. Something's always awry at Ankara. Their sign-on message giving their complete English schedule has always been very wrong, and the new one is still very wrong. I copied it in detail when reception was good enough April 1st at 0300 on 7275, which they claimed was instead 9515. For all the other English broadcasts, they either give the wrong time or the wrong frequency, or leave it out completely, the one at 1230 on 15450. Although the English broadcast at 22 UT April 1st did not come up on 9830, I rechecked it at 2347 and found the German broadcast ending, just like they used to do on 5960, staying on the air long after they were supposed to close with an unlisted German service. But there's more. This time they were still on past midnight UT, opening another language, Portuguese, which is not supposed to be on shortwave at any time, on any frequency from Turkey. Opening that took 2.5 minutes to announce all the satellite parameters. Since they can't get their shortwave frequencies right in English, I shudder to think how they may mangle all that KU-band info. After midnight UT April 2nd, we found heavy radio teletype interference to WWV 5 MHz on the high side, up to 5004. The little standard frequency band is supposed to be sacrosanct. Many of our contributors were also hearing it. Jim Barrett in Elmira, New York, measured the teletype on 5000.63, 5001.49, 5002.32, 5003.19, and 5004.0, about 3 kHz wide. He says, I've been running time delay of arrival analysis on various receivers in the Kiwi SDR network in the East and Midwest. It consistently shows a likely source along an axis from central Indiana up towards Chicago. Transmission is indeed very strong on individual Kiwis near Chicago, Indianapolis, and Minneapolis. Chuck Gessner in Pittsburgh was still hearing it at 1630 UT in the daytime. He says, I suspect under normal conditions it would be about 500 to 700 miles from my location. It's probably a goof on someone's part, but who? Remember, our first World of Radio broadcast each week via WRMI is Fridays at 22 UT on 9955. If we're lucky, there won't be too much jamming. The next one is UT Saturday at 0130. As of March 28th, we were still on three frequencies at once, 5010 to the south, 7780 to the northeast, and 5850 to the northwest, right across North America. Richard Langley in New Brunswick confirms our reactivated airing on Saturday mornings, 1130 UT on 9955, and Yves Ivanov confirms the next one at 13 UT Saturdays on 15770. However, there are no further WRMI airings on Saturday afternoon or evening, and the Sunday afternoon at 2130 on 7780 has been replaced by something else. But there are plenty of opportunities on Sunday evening UT Monday on WRMI, 7780 at 0130. That's the new time also for World Radio Network via satellite and internet. We had been on an additional frequency 5800 and 9395 at half a minute past 0130 the previous UT Monday, but this past UT Monday, both those frequencies were carrying something else. We come up again at 0230 on 7780. And at 0300, or a little later, on Area 51 via WBCQ, 5130. And finally, on Sunday evenings, 0330 UT Monday, on WRMI 9955. Our airing via IRRS 7290 has moved an hour earlier, don't forget, Monday at 18 UT instead of 1900. WRMI is still relaying Radio Slovakia International, but I read somewhere they are no longer producing any new programming due to the situation. I've also been hearing Radio Ukraine International, which has one airing at 0230 UT on 7780. But every time I tune in, they're reading a fairy tale on the Reading Lounge program, apparently episode by episode. Besides the new WRMI airings, The Classical Music Hour Encore has continued to show up on WBCQ after it was supposedly over UT Mondays at midnight on 7490 variable. I'm still hearing it on March 30th. And there's another chance to hear it via WRMI, although it may be a different episode, at 0200 UT Monday on 9455. By the way, Bryce Avery says his day job is a hospital doctor, so he must be very busy. We're not into the VHF sporadic EDX season yet, but we are into the HF season. Quite frequently lately, there have been sporadic E openings with MUFs above 16 MHz, which helps to audibilize the peanut-powered WJHR in Florida on 15555 USB. I was hearing it the afternoons of March 27th, March 31st, and April 1st. And in fact, it was still on the air past 2200 nominal sign-off as late as 2224. Terry Kruger now lives in Niceville, Florida, in the Panhandle, not too far from WJHR in Milton, and sent us this report as of March 13th at 1515 UT. I ventured to Milton specifically to 5920 Oak Manor Drive, a drive into a very rural private property, series of narrow roads with heavily forested large property homes. I got to the driveway of the large house where WJHR is. The antenna was not even visible due to the massive longleaf pines and live oak trees. From the distance, the garage doors were open, so someone, George S. Mock, was presumably home. Yet we did not proceed. This looked like a place where you'd be met by shotgun blasts and a series of attack dogs unleashed. Earlier in the week, Terry says, I called the phone number listed in WRTH to inquire about visiting. It dropped to a fax. Then I emailed the address listed, no reply. Shocker. So that's about as far as we got in an attempt to visit WJHR. Absolutely not on the air at just after 14 GMT, when back in downtown Milton, but at 1515 there it was, but a very, very poor signal. You'd think at this proximity the signal would not be skipping over, despite their actual low power, and something remotely ground wave. Suspect the FCC to date has never visited WJHR, and never will. Among disruptions which may be blamed on the pandemic, I heard WCPT, Chicago's Progressive Talk 820, heavily interfering with WBAP, March 29th at 0647. In IRCA, Mike Cherry in BC says many stations have been in financial trouble for a while. The sudden and dramatic loss of ad revenue due to the pandemic is a tipping point, making decisions easy to shut down altogether, or at least file for temporary silence due to financial hardship. April 2nd at 0450 UT, and probably all night, I was hearing KYND 1520 in Texas, a 25-kilowatt daytimer, running its barker asking for programming heavily interfering with KOKC. A discussion in ABDX suggests we be on the lookout for pirates from churches now that they can't actually meet on AM, FM, or I might add, CB. It's been erratic, but Ron Howard has again been hearing Radio Vanuatu on 5040-3945 and then 2485. But this week's big tip comes from John Wright in Australian DX News, the second harmonic of 3945 heard on 7890. Better than 3945, a big level, at 0730 UT, March 25th. The propagation outlook from SWPC in Boulder, issued March 30th. ANKNSE is peaking no higher than 10 and 3 on April 15th. Solar flux rising from 68 to 70 by April 11th. Stay safe, everyone. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 2028 with a standard disclaimer.